Yes, Melissa Lee is no longer the Minister for Media and Communications. It goes to a man who is already the Justice Minister, the Arts Minister, the Culture and Heritage Minister, the State-Owned Enterprises Minister and the Treaty of Waitangi Negotiations Minister, and now the Minister for Media and Communications, Paul Goldsmith, who joins me now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Gee, that's a lot of jobs, mate.
Well, yes, when the Prime Minister asks, you say yes, and I'm very excited to get on with making some progress on these areas.
Are you the new Mr. Fix-It?
I don't know about that, but there's a lot to be done in all of those areas. Restoring law and order is certainly big issues, and media and communications are some real challenges that we've got to work our way through.
What are the challenges in your book?
Oh, look, there's been colossal change with the way that people have collect their information and their news over the last decade or so, and that's meaning that there needs to be adaptation, but the advertising revenues that used to sustain it have come under a bit of pressure. And so, we've got to work our way through how do we ensure that we continue to have a real sustainable, strong media presence in the country.
But
it's not broken, but it's under pressure.
But that's the media's fault, isn't it? What can the government do? This is just a business who doesn't know how to do its business. So what's your job fooling around in there?
That's one argument and one area, one argument that can be put forward. But there are certainly some issues around the evenness of the playing field between what you might say traditional providers and the streamers in terms of a whole host of things. And none of them on their own are going to make a huge difference, but collectively there are some things that I think could even that playing field a bit, and that's what we'll be looking at.
Have you seen Melissa Lee's cabinet paper, and will it give you a head start in fixing this?
Well, obviously some good work has been done, and I'm going to build on that, and obviously spend the next few weeks talking to as many people as I can to form my own views as well.
Melissa fell down a little bit when asked by Mike Hosking that no other jurisdiction anywhere in the world has ever curtailed the powers of the streaming giants and the internet companies.
Sure.
Are you confident you can do that? Because you're saying you can.
No, I'm not saying I'm going to curb their power or anything like that, I think... many countries have come up with different arrangements around how that's managed. It's not simple, and I'm not suggesting that we're going to fix all the problems overnight or necessarily in the long term, but I think it's worth looking at the issues, recognising there's been significant change, and that certainly the old ways are coming under pressure in some areas, and that doesn't mean that governments should just sort of subsidise the old ways to return to some past that is gone, but you do need to look at the settings and the environment, the regulation, the rules, and ask yourself, are they still fit for purpose, and are they actually fair to all the various parties?
Well, good luck to you. Good luck to you. Now, look, you're in London right now going before the UN Human Rights Council for its five-yearly review of our human rights record. So are you expecting trouble?
No, I'm not expecting trouble, but it'll be a robust process like it always is. It's actually going to be in Geneva. I've been in London at the ANZAC ceremonies starting at 4 o'clock this morning, and I thought it was important to fly the flag here and heading off to Geneva where the human rights thing happens. And look, I mean, obviously New Zealand is a small country. Needs to play its part and in multilateral things because we benefit from a strong, robust global institutions. And so
you're not expecting to be wrapped over the knuckles about our attitude towards Indigenous rights or climate change. You're not expecting a little,
Well, there could be. I'm sure there'll be comments, and countries will have their views. But we feel very confident that we, no country's perfect, of course, and everybody's got their challenges. We've got our challenges, but we're working very hard to, make progress for all New Zealanders, and so that's very much our focus.
And Paul, I thank you for your time, and good luck in London.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.